Hey guys, Jordan here. Today I want to talk about the biggest misunderstanding people have about sales. Now this is something that I see affect agency owners all over the world when they're trying to sign up new clients and close new business. So when we are trying to sign a client, no matter what meeting strategy you are following, the biggest thing that everybody always tries to lead forward with is value. Okay, we're so obsessed with that word value. Okay, are we providing value? Are we blowing our clients away? Are we showing them amazing ad results? Are we showing them how the ads manager works? Are we talking to them about all the facts and the figures and about how many people use Facebook and about how many of their target audience use Instagram and all these different targeting demographics that we can use? All these amazing strategies and value providing techniques, which I even teach myself. And the biggest thing that people miss out when they're doing all of that, and it's all well and good and all that stuff is really important, the biggest thing that people miss is the fact that people buy on emotion, okay? People buy when they are emotionally connected to the product or the service that they are being offered, okay? Just like right now, I've got a fan facing me and I'm thinking, I could really do with a little fan that I want to take around with me on the business trip I'm going to tomorrow, and I ordered a fan on Amazon because I know that that's going to make me a hell of a lot happier, because I'm not loving this heat in the UK without an air conditioning unit, and I'll probably order one of them as well. So I bought that fan based off emotion, okay? I didn't buy it because it's got a 2,600 watt battery, okay? Or because it's more powerful than every other fan on Amazon. That's not the reason I bought that fan. I bought it with purpose. Now, I was just literally just rounding up my day and I was finishing reading up a bit of Dean Graziosi's Millionaire Success Habits. And he said something in there which just literally came at the perfect time for this video. And it sums up the message behind this video perfectly. He said that people buy when they feel understood, not when they understand you, okay? So I'll say that again. People buy from you when they feel understood, not when they understand you, okay? So what this means is they don't need to understand Facebook ads and targeting and the mechanics of advertisement, okay? All they need to do is feel understood. So how do we do that? Now, without going straight into the meeting strategy, because I've got tons of videos on that and in the social media marketing school, one of the most important things that you should do in any sales call, meeting, no matter whether this is social media marketing or you're selling some kind of energy saving business, whatever, if you are speaking to people over the phone or face-to-face or in a video meeting, the first thing you need to do is understand the issues they are facing, okay? Or speak to them, talk to them, have a conversation, ask them questions. Now, in our instance, we want to find out as much as we can about this business's current marketing strategy as possible. We want to find out about what products sell well and what products don't sell well. We want to find out about what days they're busy on and what days they're not so busy on. Any relevant questions that we can ask to the specific business, whether they struggle to get leads. And when we ask those questions, the worst thing you can do, and I hear this time and time again when I ask mentorship students to send me over recordings of their meetings, I can tell that they are waiting for their next thing to say. They are waiting to ask the next question because they have a rigid sales process, okay? They're not listening to the business owner and they're not understanding the issues that they are facing as a business. So when you hold a meeting, when you next hold a call, when you next have a physical meeting, whatever you may do, no matter what product you're selling, okay, make sure that you stop to listen to the problems and listen to the client and make sure that you understand it. You don't just fake and you just nod, yeah, okay, yeah. So how much revenue are you making? No. You actually genuinely take interest in their business, because if you don't take genuine interest, then you don't deserve their business in the first place. If you don't genuinely want to help them, then you don't deserve to have them as a client. Okay, so you need to show genuine interest and you need to show understanding towards that client. Okay, so make conversation back. If you go into a restaurant client and they say to me, Jordan, look, we are really, really struggling on Tuesdays. I think it's because of that new competitor down the road, Yaya Steakhouse. I think they're killing our business on Tuesdays because I've got this amazing offer. And I'm like, okay, so I mean, how is that affecting the business? How much money is that? How much money are you losing out on Tuesdays? oh, we're losing X amount. So what do you think they're doing differently, the business? What do you think Yaya's Steakhouse are doing differently to what you are? And I would ask questions based off that problem. And I would dig deeper on that problem. I won't just listen to the problem and take it and write it down on my bit of paper. I'll dig and I'll find the inner reasons as to why they're having those issues, okay? And I'll make them feel like I understand the issues, or I won't make them feel like it. I will understand the issues that they are facing. And that's part of being a marketer. Part of being a marketer is understanding issues that people are facing and then coming up with solutions for those problems. If you sign up a client and you're not understanding towards them and you don't have them hooked in emotionally, how do you expect to get them results if you haven't listened to them throughout the process? So this goes throughout way beyond just the discovery stage of a meeting when you're asking questions. This goes through to when you're actually presenting your services as well. So when you're actually showing, maybe you're showing some of your previous client results. You're going through the results that you've got previously for other clients that you've served. The most important thing that you want to do here is, yes, you want to talk about the likes and the comments and the key statistics and how much revenue you made them. But the most important thing you want to go through is how you made them feel. How did you make your client feel? How did it impact their life? Did they send you a text message? Did they call you up? Did they say, oh, I just feel amazing, like I'm spending time with my wife and daughter tonight and I'm just so good that the business is on track, or whatever emotional buy-in that you can get from that previous client, whatever emotional ties that you can bring in to that meeting, okay, that's what you need to show, because you need your new client to have that same epiphany. You need your new client to be emotionally bought into the story, okay? And it's the same thing with testimonials. If you ever get a client to record a testimonial video for you, you don't just want them to talk about the figures. You want them to talk about how them figures made them feel. Because people buy on emotion. And this is the biggest misunderstanding that people have in sales. People think that it's all about the numbers and how many users there are on Facebook and how much money I can make for you. It's not about how much money I can make you. It's about how that money will make you feel. And that is why people buy from you. Because they buy on emotion, and they don't buy when they understand you. They buy from you when they feel understood. So that's the end of this video, guys. Just a really quick one, but it's such a powerful message, which is so vitally important. So when you next go into a meeting, lead with emotion, okay? Don't be afraid to get deep with businesses. Don't be afraid to ask them questions which you feel uncomfortable asking them. Don't be afraid to ask them how these new revenue targets will impact their life and their family, because these are the things which are going to get them bought in. So I hope you enjoyed this video, guys. More of a relaxed setting today, more of a spare the moment video, but a really, really important message underlining, and I'll be back again with another video next week. Cheers, guys.